Rich Robinson, I got a beef with you, buddy.
Good morning, Rich.
First thing.
Yeah. You got to start right away. Yeah. Now, when Magpie Salute had the band you're in had the live album, you sent it to us, the CD.
Yeah. And loved it.
I just recently traded in my wife's car, picked up a new car, and I'm driving home, and the dealer calls me and said, "Hey, you left a Magpie Salute CD in the car. What do you want us to do?" And damn it, Rich, I had to drive 20 minutes back to pick up your CD. I got a big beef with you.
Sorry, man.
Put out a
It was just that good.
My bad.
Put out a bad CD next time, okay?
hey, Rich, in anticipation of your phone call, I'm looking on YouTube here, and I'm counting 1, 2, 3. That last tour you did, that world tour with Magpie, with the live release, is that a 10, 12-piece band you got with you?
Yeah, last year was 10-piece. And what it was the way we started was basically I was on tour for my solo record. I decided to invite Mark Ford and Ed Harsh to come play just for fun. You know, I hadn't seen them in a long time, and there's such a strong musical history and connection there. And what I liked about it was that I invited them into my other context, which was this sort of solo tour in my band. And I thought, wow, this is cool to watch like Mark and Eddie play with Joe Magistro, my drummer, and, you know, my other keyboard player and this other guitar player I had playing with me for a little while. And I thought that was really cool. And then I brought in a couple of singers so that we could sort of add to the covers that we were going to do. And it was really just out of fun, and it was only going to be 3 shows. And then when I left, Eddie Harsh came up to me and said, "Look, we should do this more." And we all felt it was special, so I went on my way and finished my solo tour and thought about it. And so last year was about a celebration of the music we made together, music we made separately, music of bands that we toured with, bands that we always wanted to do. And as we sort of went through that tour last year, when we decided to move forward and make a solo record and step into our own skin, you know, as a
sure.
band, I really wanted to focus on the core. You know, the 6 of us, where that the whole thing kind of came from.
When I see the video, you know, an Omission is such a great Magpie song. That's what I like, is the 60-year boom, right?
Solid rock and roll, man.
I would think touring with 10 gets rather hectic as well, right? It's got to be a lot easier just the original core hitting the road.
Yeah, exactly. Touring with 10 people, yeah. Like herding cats.
Do you ever get burnt out of touring from the standpoint when you first started? My God, I remember the Black Crowes like toured for like 3 years straight, if I'm not mistaken. You ever get burnt out of it?
Yeah, luckily we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just kind of in my blood now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just kind of it works. It's funny because some people come on tour and they're like, "How the hell do you guys do this? This is psychotic." And I'm, you know, but if you are brought up in that, I mean, I was 19 when I made Shake Your Moneymaker we went on tour. So I was a kid. And so to me, it's just kind of normal, you know what I mean? But I could see from an outside perspective, like, wow, how this would be kind of psychotic. But it's, you know, it's in my blood and it's what we do.
What was the songwriting process like for the new album as opposed to what you did in The Crowes?
Well, in The Crowes, it was just a hard line. You know, it was Chris and I's band. We wrote the songs.
Right.
And that was just kind of it. And with this band, you know, I wanted to hear what John and Mark Ford brought in to the table. And, you know, so Mark and I and John just got together in January and wrote the songs, you know. I had some that were finished. Mark had some that were finished. John had some parts. We finished all the songs, some of them together, some of them separate. I mean, it was just, you know, my goal was just to not leave anything off the table. Let's bring it everything. Bring everything. Let's make this record. And we actually made 2 records in one. So we recorded 29 songs in one day.
And did you do this down in Nashville, did I see?
Yeah, we did it in Nashville at this studio called Dark Horse, which is brilliant.
Right.
I've heard of the studio.
I bet that was a great time hanging out in Nashville and putting all those tracks down.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, we interviewed Paul Rogers a couple weeks ago, and I read some, did you join Bad Company or tour with them or something?
And Rich, Torg left a CD in the thing, and he yelled it. Yeah,
that's my fault. He left the Bad Company.
A Bad Company CD on the roof at the car wash, and Paul had to hear about it.
You know how that goes. Yeah. No, a couple of years ago, Mick Ralphs was ill or couldn't make the tour, and there was a couple of legs in the States. And I had met Paul Rogers, several months earlier when I was invited to honor Jimmy Page at the Experience Music Project in Seattle. And so I flew out to Seattle to, you know, play five or six Zeppelin songs for Jimmy, and Paul was there because of the Firm. And so Paul had asked me to play on some of those Firm songs, and I did, and he was really cool. And, you know, I got a call several months later saying, like, Mick can't do the tour. Would you be willing to do it? And I said, yeah, that'd be great. You know, I liked it. It was always going to just temporary, but I liked it because it wasn't my band. I didn't have to do anything.
Sure, sure. Yeah, but you know what? You got to play with some incredible musicians.
Nice to just be an employee.
Yeah, I just got to play with Paul and Simon Kirk for free, which is one of my favorite bands. It was just fun. It's really what it was.
Who out there in the music world, I mean, what you've accomplished, like you said, in the Crows at 19 years old and now doing this and honoring Jimmy Page, what artists have you not worked with that you would like to sometime in the future?
The Beatles.
You know, one time I left a Beatles album on.
I know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, the album, we're looking forward to it. It drops on August the 10th. It's called High Water Eye. And the Magpies.
High Water One.
One. Oh, that is a one. Okay.
Put your glasses on, Jerry.
Let me put my glasses on. Looks like an eye. Just saying. Well, it's out on August the 10th there. Rich, thanks so much, man. Good stuff.
We love it.
And we love the sound. We love you, man. Thank you.
You know what? You guys need to each buy a couple so that if you leave them in your car, you can always have one. You don't have to
see there.
No, you can give one to Paul Rogers, too, when we see him.
Hey,
it's like reading glasses. You just leave them all over.
Hey, by the way, Magpie, you guys are going to be here at Express Live the July 24th with Blackberry Smoke. Makes total
sense. Oh, is that
sense.
A great show?
Awesome show. And also Huber Heights at the Rose Music Center. You guys are with Government Mule, another great pairing on August the 21st. So one of those two shows, I'll be at both.
Excellent.
Hey, why don't you give us a call before the show and we'll promote it for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, thanks, you, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, man.